This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes after the hour now, our weekly opportunity to listen to radio hosts from various genres talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the top topics, the hot hits of the week from the average person who does talk radio, the average person being me, Doug Steffen. Victoria, I don't think you're average at all, but we'll put you into that kettle. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy, excellent broadcaster, is also here to go through the charts, or at least anecdotally, what do we get out of any number of items, or all of them, if we have time to get through them during this hour. So I'm going to go through, first of all the stories, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 items from this week, and then the top 10 people, and we'll see where we go in the, as O'Reilly used to call it, the no-spin zone. He's actually one of the people that...
He needs some spin right now.
He may need a little spin, yes, right.
Oh, he is spinning. Yeah.
He may be spinning, you're right. All right, so number 10, number 9, the usual sports stuff, which none of us... I mean, I'm not a sports person, so I don't have much to say. And actually, you're probably, Victoria, more knowledgeable about some of these things than I am. I know that I like to go to a baseball game every once in a while, and right. I like it when the Red Sox are winning and the Yankees suck. So other than that...
I know you want to start a fight.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay. It's the most Bostonian thing you've ever said.
Well, of course. Well, that is a Boston thing. Every once in a while, you got to do that.
I think you guys are intimidated by the Yankees. That's what I think.
Intimidated?
Oh, definitely.
That's right.
As a New Yorker, yes.
Thank you.
100%.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Intimidated. But all they do to fix problems is throw money at it.
That's and that's spoken right. like a that's true right. Red
don't
Sox
have as much.
Fan.
I guess that's what it is.
Okay, so that's number 10 pretty much in a nutshell.
We just took care of that.
Number 9, what's going on in the NBA playoffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I think the most interesting thing that came from any basketball source this week was the story about LeBron James committing millions of dollars to build some schools in his native community of Akron, Ohio. I don't know about reading between the lines there. I think there have been people that have been up and down on LeBron since he, at 18, went to play in the major leagues, if you will. He was kind of arrogant, kind of a jerk. And now he doesn't seem to come across that way, although I'm told by some that he's still kind of shining on himself. But he's doing good things.
Well. He's and successful. I mean, there's
so
nothing wrong
with
nothing wrong with knowing that you're valuable and knowing that you're good.
And then,
but I think he's had
things.
A total attitude adjustment. I agree with
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah,
he was basically
was
like a kind of a snot-nosed child star.
Right.
And then
exactly
life
right.
hits you. You know.
Yeah. Right. So, but he's doing great things, making a lot of money,
yes.
and he's doing great things with a lot of it to help people who come from the same place he comes from. Frankly.
Yeah.
So good for him. All right. Let's keep moving here. Number 8. The bombing in Afghanistan. Number 7, Bill O'Reilly and the controversy at Fox. Number 6, as their week goes by in the last couple of months, that there hasn't been some kind of controversy at Fox. Sean Spicer, contrived controversy there, in my opinion. We'll talk about that.
Wow, we agree on that. Whoa,
yeah.
I like that.
Bannon's status is a guy, he belongs in the same bus that Bill O'Reilly is taking for different reasons. Let's see, the FBI... I don't know too much about this because I normally when something like this, this is like Jennifer say? Her ears are glazing over. When I this whole business about monitoring Trump and the Trump Tower has gotten so old. Ugh.
I think you're right. Here's the thing. I mean, I guess you're referring to what the FBI is monitoring Carter Page.
Yeah, right.
As of one of the Trump people last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and I think you're exactly right, Doug. If they had anything, you'd know about it by now.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What I think. If they had, they were looking at him last summer with all the leaks we've had. If they had anything that was really damning, that was really important, that we would need to know as a country, I think you'd know it.
Yeah, by now we would.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3. I disagree, and I would say this to Michael Harrison when he was here. And the guys that he has listen around, and so somehow or other they think the United Airlines thing is number three. I think it's number two or number one, from my perspective. What's going on in North Korea? There's nothing. Is it new or is it different? I mean, so there's a this week. See, Kara, what you got me to do? I'm saying, I mean, I just caught myself. They said that I've teased Victoria and Kara a lot because they start sentences sometimes with "I mean." Now you got me doing it. Good heavens!
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think you're right, though, Doug. I think the United Airlines story is the biggest story of the week. I thought about this last night when I was looking at the list here. I think it's the biggest story. Is it the most important story? I don't know, but it's a big story.
Well, it has impact on more, and it's that human drama. But then the other side of it is, Joe and Victoria, that the what was brought to my attention, what I thought about a couple of days ago, after all this hoopla about the importance of what happened to this guy and the amount of airtime. It sucked the air. The reason I think it's number one is because most of the time Trump sucks the air out of the room. This discussion has sucked the air out of the room. And yet there are people, this past week, four people were murdered in Chicago. Between the time that this happened on Sunday and we are talking at the end of the week, four people, black people, have been murdered in Chicago. And a couple of other people shot by black police shooting white people. I mean, this is going on in Chicago. How many hundreds of people die at the hands of the authorities or even among themselves, the violence, blacks on blacks? And it's become just kind of passe. Nobody pays any attention to it. Yet isn't that of more significance than what happened to this guy?
Well, we become certainly desensitized by it. The other thing is, I was thinking about the thing on the plane with David Dow. Had there not been iPhones everywhere, right, well, how big of a story would that have been? It's so funny on a plane. Everybody's got an iPhone.
You're right. That is the story. How much people, all the different videos that came out about this guy, and then how silly Munoz was to send an inter-office memo, thinking that nobody outside of United was ever going to see the memo. What kind of a manager? I mean, right there, that's enough to fire the guy. If he doesn't have any more intelligence than to send a memo around to his people after he tells everybody publicly, oh, we may have made a few mistakes, and then he sends a memo and basically says to the staff, you guys did a great job, and we're not going to back down, and we didn't make any mistakes. Baloney! Yeah. And then that gets out, and then he has to go around. I'm surprised the guy still has his job, actually.
I'm kind of shocked by that, actually, Doug. I agree with you. I'm very surprised he's still there.
Yeah.
Time will tell on that. He and Bill O'Reilly might have some time to go travel together. You never know. They might have some free time.
Ben and all three of them could have a trip together.
One thing that I was looking at on the videos, and everybody had one on the plane and all of that, is that there's one video where you can see the faces of the cops, and nobody's talking about those guys. And you can just, at least from my perspective, I was looking at the cops, and they're like sort of like younger guys, and they're standing there going, oh, God, do we have to do this? They have a lot of sympathy for them, too, even though they're all on leave right now, because whatever they did, it was excessive or whatever. There's an issue there. And they were like, oh, gosh, who needs it?
I mean, it was beyond excessive. I mean, how many cops were there for one guy, an elderly guy?
Broken nose, lost two teeth. Come on.
He had a concussion. He needs facial reconstruction surgery.
By the way, one of the things that people have not been talking about with regard to this, everybody says, oh, United's going to get sued. They'll pay $100 million. The lawyer is suing the city of Chicago as well. There's an equal.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to share
with pockets
in this.
United and the city of Chicago. How do you get somebody out of a plane that doesn't want to go?
You change the rules and you don't do it.
That's a different issue. But you're right about that.
You change the rules. In this circumstance, they'd have to do the same thing to me. I don't know about you. If I paid for a seat, I got a boarding pass, I'm sitting in that seat, they come in and say, you got to get off, I tell them to go screw. I'm not getting off. So then
I just can't believe that it got to the point where the plane was fully loaded.
Yeah.
It's one thing to get bumped, right. But, people were already seated and boarded. And that alone, how do you let it get to that point? And then it turns out it wasn't even overbooked. So it was just a disaster on every single front.
And then it becomes clear that they racially profile. Okay, here's this old Asian dude. Nobody's going to scream about him. We'll take him off the plane. Duh.
And he was traveling alone. Yeah. So they probably
with his wife. He wasn't with his wife.
I thought he was alone. Maybe he was with his wife. I don't know.
I thought he was with his wife. I didn't know that they had racially profiled him. I didn't know about that. I know the Chinese think that's true.
Yes.
He's not even Chinese.
I know. Well, you know.
Well, Asian American groups are very upset about that, though. You're right, Joe.
Of course.
Yeah. They were saying that almost immediately. The Chinese were going, "Hey, you picked him because he's Chinese, and he's Vietnamese, whatever." But yeah,
everybody's got a beef, and in this circumstance, it plays out well for everybody except for United and the police department. So you see where all the dust lands as we go down the road here. 16 past the hour. If you're hiring, you need to post your job to the places where you find the best candidates, right? Posting your job in one place, that's not enough to find quality candidates when you consider there are hundreds of these job sites on the internet. So if you want to find the perfect hire, you need an aggregator. And that's basically what ZipRecruiter.com is, an aggregator. And they have the software program that puts your posting on these job sites all over the country, social media, Facebook, Twitter, just one click. And you get it everywhere. Very cool. So if you want to find a qualified candidate, no matter where he or she is, in any city, any industry, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Because it'll be free for you. The first time around, you'll see how easy it is to use their interface, how quickly you can screen the candidates, how you can rate them and get them to work. That's what you want to do. Get the best person into the job ASAP. That's what happens when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Okay, first time you read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code 22 to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, one of the things that we can pass along that might be fun for you, we are always talking about these surveys and the charts and Talkers Magazine. Here's something that's a special survey for us. If you would like to call 800-282-2333, I think you'd find it worthwhile. Answer our question of the week. The one for this week and this weekend has to do with spending time with your family. Is it a priority because we're in the holiday season again? 800-282-2333. You press 1 for yes or press 2 for no. Again, it's 800-282-2333. And then listen a little bit more because there are some special offers and opportunities that you can take advantage of when you answer the question of the week. 800-282-2333. 21 after the hour.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Motor running, get out on the highway. Joe and I are the only ones who know that. I'm guessing
that's not true. We all know that song.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Get your motor running. Okay, it's we have our motors running in a manner of speaking here. 23, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Kara Schillen is at the controls of our studio in Washington. We are commenting on the items that have been gleaned from listening to lots of news talk radio programs, stations, hosts over the past week by the folks at Talkers Magazine who put together the list, and also the people. I think I've been through the story list. Let's go through the people list and see where we are, and then we'll go back and pick out some of these things that perhaps might be good to have a little more light shine on them, or a little more intelligence shined on them. Here's the list of people. Number 10, Bill O'Reilly. Number 9, Carter Page. Number 8, Sean Spicer. Number 7, Stephen Bannon. Number 6, David Dow. Number 5, Xing Zhang Zhong. Number 5, Xi
Jinping. Xi Jinping.
Come on.
Like Cheech and Chong, but it's Cheech and Ping.
Right. Well, Cheech and Chong could be replaced by Kim and Xing. Right? Kim and Xing instead of Cheech and Chong. Perfect.
There you go.
And, or maybe Zhong with a bong.
I like that one.
Kim Jong with a bong.
What can you do with the next guy? What are you going to do?
With Assad? I call him Bashar al-Assad. Number 2 on the list is Pukin Putin, or Bad Vlad, as it will work. And then there's Donald Trump at number 1. No surprise there, I guess. I think Trump is, I don't know if mellow is the right word for this. I've been up and down on Trump. I haven't been as supportive of him as you are, Joe. Victoria is on the other end, so there's the balance there. I'm kind of in the middle where I am oftentimes when it comes to things like this. I wanted to give Trump a chance. I thought it was interesting this week that he basically admitted, because people are asking him questions, he says, I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was getting. I didn't have any idea. I'm learning as I'm going, and that's why I'm changing my mind. And in a sense, as a response, a general response to, remember, Victoria, when I said this, you probably didn't hear me say this, Joe, but I said very early on, looking at Trump's business model and the way he runs his businesses, He's very into performance and standards. And if you don't live up to those performance standards fast, you are gonzo. Thus, the problem with Bannon being solved by his just being himself, and that wasn't going to ever work with Trump. The influence that his children have that was quiet to a point, but now you see that more and more modifying him. When you really look into Trump and his past political connections or his agenda, you would find that he probably leans more toward the Democratic side of things.
He's
probably more liberal than not.
Yeah.
And he's probably more like Hillary Clinton than Hillary Clinton is.
Oh, yeah. If Hillary hadn't been a Democrat, say she'd been a Republican, if you can wrap your mind around that.
She was a Republican for a long time. She ran the Republican Club when she was in college.
Yeah.
You knew that, right? Hillary Clinton was...
Yes, now that you bring it up.
Remember that? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just saying that had Hillary been a Republican, been running as a Republican, and the Democratic side was open, I think you would have seen Trump just as easily would have hijacked the Democratic Party because it's a vehicle to run.
Yeah. It wasn't about politics in that sense. It was about personalities and people being fed up. If Hillary Clinton hadn't cheated with her other pals like Donna Brazile and that bunch, the woman, what's her name, Donna
Wasserman
Wunga Bunga in Florida, if they hadn't cheated and screwed Bernie around, Bernie, I think, would be president today. I think Bernie would have won the Democratic convention, and I think he would have won the presidency.
And
for the same reason.
I was a Hillary supporter, but now looking back on it, I wish I had supported Bernie more.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So that's where we are at this point. Conclusions are being made here. This is our review of the talk radio world this week. It's 28 past the hour.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Hence 43017 exclusions apply. See staples.com/spring for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, continuing with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV experience, also Victoria Keelan, who is part of the DJV experience, and Joe Crummy, who's part of Evil Thoughts. He's evil.
That's, thoughts are. That's the podcast. That's right.
There's a podcast called Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy, yes. C-R-U-M-M-E-Y. And the question this week is, David Dow, the new Rosa Parks? The answer is no to that. But if you want to hear Joe's thoughts on it, because as you can tell by listening to him, not only is he a fabulous thoughts, broadcaster, but he, you know, he has a good voice. He sounds, he has timbre in his voice, and that means when the guys in the forest say timber, he knows how to get out of the way. Anyway, the whole focus on this thing, I think I don't want to get top heavy with this because there are other things that are going on that are worth our time. Did I even get through? I did get through the list of people. So. The controversy around Trump this week more focused on the use of that big bomb in Afghanistan. I drew a picture this way. Let's see if we can do, all of us in our minds, a mental picture, because that's really what this radio is all about, image in your mind. It's taking the map of the Middle East, understanding that Syria is on the far west end of the Middle East, and Afghanistan is on the far east end of the Middle East. So there was action at both ends. Some of it attributed to Daesh or aimed at Daesh. It was news to me, frankly, that the leaders of Daesh were headquartered or holed up in a big cave. That's where bin Laden, maybe it's bin Laden's old cave. They went there and been holding court or holding shop or whatever it is that they do there. And so somebody figured out that they were there. And in order to make no mistakes, Trump says, use the biggest thing you got. And it's this 10-ton bomb that is pretty fascinating when you get right down to the nuts and bolts of it. This is they bring it up in a C-147, and they just open up the tail of the plane and push it out. That's it. And it's got a parachute, and they can track it on the plane with GPS, so they can pretty much guide it to where it has to go. And then what, it blows up at about 500 feet over the target, right? Or I guess it could go all the way into the target. But you see the pictures of, I saw one, I don't know if Victoria, you saw this. Joe, you're an ex-New Yorker. There was one person who was evaluating this. What would happen if a bomb like that blew up over Manhattan?
Oh.
And exactly. It would be the end of Manhattan, because that's about the square mileage or whatever, the area that was covered by this bomb, about the size of Manhattan. And it,
wow.
So they,
yeah,
in order to take out a cave, they took out a mountain with this thing. I don't know that there was anybody destroyed, though. I think there are, the human rights people are quick to go run around and find out if any civilians were involved, and there appeared to have not been any civilian casualties. Am I right in that? Anybody know?
You know, I hadn't read about that, but yeah. I know that it's supposed to flatten everything within a mile radius, and it's the concussion is what does it. A lot of times we keep thinking, you know, the blast wave is what really is what does all the work.
It's sort of nuclear without being nuclear.
Kind of. Yeah, but a nuclear bomb, I was looking up the yield. A nuclear bomb is 40 million
tons of TNT.
This is what?
Yeah, this is 20,000 pounds.
Yeah.
But still.
A little difference.
Yeah. But it was it, you know, people, oh my God, he's using that bomb. Nobody's ever done that before. Look at this. It's World War III. We're ready. He's going to bomb North Korea this weekend. He just bombed Afghanistan. He's out of his mind.
But when isn't that the message, though?
Well, maybe it is. This, you know, the other side of it is, though, Joe and Victoria, sending in the SEALs seems to me to be the smartest way. The SEALs can get in there. They can get a lot. They got bin Laden. They could have gotten Saddam if George Bush hadn't been so eager to help his pals in the military-industrial complex. The way to get rid of these people is to send in the SEALs. We all know the SEALs are the best at what they do. And so you send them in and you pop them off. That's it. End of story. And Victoria will bring up, Joe, what do we do with the vacuum? I said, do the same thing to Assad. Bump them off. Get rid of them. So what you do, though, when there's a vacuum created, because you saw what happened in Iraq and so many other places, when you bump off the guy at the top, there's nobody underneath him, because you bump off their families. And but you see, let's take Egypt, for example, because even though they didn't kill Mubarak, they basically took him out of circulation, and his family as well. Everybody was bumped, and every one of those pockets was filled. There was some unrest for a while because of the Muslim Brotherhood. But isn't Egypt okay?
Yeah, the president was just meeting with their president a week or so ago. I think you're right that initially it kind of got weird there after Mubarak was out, and now it's kind of stabilized again. Because the president was just about, had the Egyptian guy at the White House a week or so ago, and everything was copacetic.
See, what doesn't come into the conversation is the makeup of these territories. In Iraq, for example, it was never Iraq. It was there were three distinct areas that became Iraq after the Brits went in and screwed everything up. Where the and this has happened in Africa, it's happened in Asia, where the Europeans, the white people, go in. And they break up all of these areas, and they just draw lines in the sand or the desert or whatever. Okay, this is the new territory of Rhodesia, and over there is Uganda, and over on the other side is Rwanda, and that's the way it's going to be. When, in fact, all these tribes that have existed for thousands of years don't want to. The Sikhs don't want to be with the Kurds. The Kurds don't want to be with the Shiites. They don't like them, and they don't want to be with them. It's like, okay, I'm going to the Lutheran church, you go to the Methodist church, see you later. And so without regard to this, throw everybody together, and you had Saddam, who was a ruthless, absolutely complete dictator. If you didn't like what he said, he'd just shoot you. And, you know, that's kind of what Assad is like. But, you know, you look at Syria, you look at Jordan, at least those places have maintained their identity. So I don't think the same thing would happen, in answer to your question, Victoria, what happens to the vacuum if you bump off Assad? I don't think the same thing would happen in Syria as happened in Iraq. And it's for that reason. Now, you all can give us whatever you think about
it.
If you bump off Assad, are we in danger then of just having more territory for Putin?
Putin knows. I mean, he's been,
because
whether
he,
you know
Putin
it or
would not,
not
allow anybody Putin, to just put someone
yeah,
else in there without
but
him.
Putin has been pushed out of the Ukraine after he got what he wanted. All he wanted was a beach so he could go vacation in on the Crimea. They don't want you. You think they want the trouble of trying to keep the Ukrainian government going? They're broke. And Russians don't want that. All they want to do is go get the beaches so all the fat guys who have all the money in Russia can go down and spend their vacations on the Crimean Sea. That's all.
Right, but I mean, in terms of Assad, though, in Syria, I mean, Putin can control him right now. And anyone else that was put in, that would be put in there by the UN or whatever, then I think that would actually start a real war with Russia.
Well, they've got a base or two there.
He'd want to fight over that.
What they're worried about is they get somebody that's worse. They go from the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, but who's,
I think that's what they're worried about.
Who's they?
Anybody. The Trump, the United States. If we take out, back to the Victoria thing about a power vacuum, who is going to be that guy?
All right, I'm going to be John McLaughlin for a minute, okay? Ready? Joe?
Yes?
Does that sound like McLaughlin yet? Joe? Yes or no? Yes or no? Trump talked to Putin before the bombing.
Where? You mean the Syria bombing?
Yeah.
Trump talked to Putin before the Syria bombing.
Yes or no?
Well, yeah. I mean, they told him they were going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Trump
yeah.
talked to Putin before the bombing. Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So there you go. How about that for... I like that. Let's do more of that. I like that. McLaughlin's dead now. There's got to be somebody that replaces him. Might as well be me.
Yes or no?
All right. Yes or no? I can see him now looking at Pat Buchanan. Buchanan couldn't answer a question with a yes or a no. He doesn't know how to do that. He holds up his hand. He doesn't know how to do it, and neither does the woman who works for Newsweek. She's not Elaine. What's the name of that lady that works for Newsweek that's been on that show for 100 years? She goes. She's on every show in the world as a liberal. I can see her face, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So we have that, and maybe we'll ask another couple of John McLaughlin questions as we continue here. Our overview of the News Talk Radio charts, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine here at 44 after the hour.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mountains, fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
46 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy, who is the author of Evil Thoughts. Now, I say author when I say that he is the author in his mind of thoughts, which I'm sure he does not dare put on paper because he wouldn't want anybody to see a piece of paper that had those thoughts on it. They'd think he was crazy. But if you listen to this stuff, it really makes a lot of sense. I happen to quite like, you know, one of the things about podcasts, and this is serious, I'm not teasing you now. I do like to tease you because you're teasable. And so, but in the circumstance where we find ourselves in, the people want nuggets. They want bits and pieces of thought or information, and it doesn't have to be in a prescribed way, like the newscast at the top of the hour. I've often thought, especially the ones, you know, first, you're an alumnus of KFI, and I talk about them all the time. I think it's arguably one of the best talk radio stations in the country, but it's not because of the news department. I hear the same stories sometimes 2-3 days in a row reported like they didn't have any place else to go and they're supposed to be doing news all the time, so we'll throw in a story from yesterday that has no credibility whatsoever. Now, maybe me as a broadcaster is critical of that because I know what's going on. The average listener won't pick it up. But under the circumstances, that's why people don't listen to the news. They want to hear what guys like you, Joe, have to say in Victoria and other people who have opinions on the events of the day, but they don't want to hear the same old news any more than they want to watch CNN. And one of the ratings for CNN are in the toilet because they play the same B-roll over and over and over again, and it doesn't work anymore. That redundancy doesn't work. So instead of having a newscast, what they ought to do is put a little podcast in there with the extraneous thoughts of one of the other talk hosts that's on the station. If I were running the station, if Bill Handel's on the air, I'd want to have a piece of John and Ken and what they said the day before, or some opinion about something that may be counter to what Handel is saying. I think that's good radio. Nobody goes to the radio for news anymore, do they? I don't go to the radio for news. Go ahead.
I just like the freedom you get as a podcaster. I mean, that's what I like, is you can say what's on your mind, and the people can listen to it when they're ready. It's all on
demand. Do you ever
demand,
swear so that's what, in the podcast? Yeah. Do you ever swear?
A little bit, but not much. You know?
A little bit?
Yeah, I'll say the A word
really?
Occasionally. Somebody's
like I just like said
it.
On the air here? That's not special.
Well, maybe I'm old school. You know, I might say at the
Did
S
you
word.
Did you cringe
maybe,
when I said that? Did you cringe when I said about Assad? Did you cringe?
Well, you have this. I'm getting to know you better now, so let me be honest.
That's
getting
good,
to know you.
Is my favorite world leader.
Assol, yes. Go ahead, Joe. You didn't finish the sentence. Go ahead.
No, I'm just getting to know you. So it's like, okay, Doug is let's just say uses a wide variety of lingo. And that's cool. And you said that on the air kind of freaked me out, too.
I can.
Whatever. I'll get over it. I'm not going to lose any sleep.
You'll be fine. Yeah. I say it with a smile on my face, and that's why I sort of, like Johnny Carson used to ask some of the really most poignant questions. Nobody's ever embarrassed. Dolly Parton, I'd give a year's pay to see what's under your blouse. Yeah. Who got upset about that? I don't want to see under your blouse, by the way, Joe. Thanks for being here. Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts podcast. Check it out. Victoria and Doug at 50 minutes past the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Serious, because it is, or is it furious? It's instead of serious, it's furious. This is the theme. Are all of the Furious movies using the same theme? Each time we see one of these Furious movies, is it the same music? I don't know.
They do a little bit of a different riff. I'm not that familiar with the score. It's not one of my favorite scores, but it's probably similar.
All right, so tone. You went to see Fate of the Furious last night, so we'll get a review from Chucker. That'll be the number one movie of the weekend, if not the quarter, perhaps, if you look fast ahead. So the story and the feud still sort of continues to be a subtext as to what's going on between Vin Diesel and The Rock. We'll talk about that with Chucker in a moment. At 55 past the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found Americans are logging more miles behind the wheel, and other numbers show our crowded roadways are deadlier than ever. Julie Parsons is Senior Vice President of Vehicle Product Management at Allstate.
It's estimated that more than 40,000 people died in car crashes last year, making it potentially the deadliest year on America's roads since 2007.
Continuing its efforts to put the brakes on distracted driving, Allstate is kicking off its fifth annual Reality Rides Tour. Participants sit in a high-tech virtual reality car and safely experience the dangers of distracted driving. The 2017 tour will visit 50 cities across North America, more than double the events of 2016. Feedback shows the experience has an impact.
Nearly 60% of people surveyed after trying reality rides during previous tours say they'll never text and drive, and more than half say they won't let others drive distracted.
To learn more and find a reality ride stop near you, visit facebook.com/xthetext.
All right, let's get to the meat here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, went to see Fate of the Furious last night. What'd you think?
Well, I would tell you this. I don't think they're going to have a very hard time attracting the same fan base for a part nine. I think for the most part, the movie delivers big time. It felt a little different than the last Fast and the Furious movies, but the movie hooks you in the beginning. I like the storyline a lot. They take the Dom character played by Vin Diesel. They turn him rogue. They center more on a few characters in this movie than an overall ensemble like the last few. Specifically, they focus on Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's really good in this film, and Jason Statham, who was a villain in the last installment, now turns good. In a lot of ways, I think he stole the film in the last act. There's a scene, Doug, with Jason Statham saving a baby, an extended scene that goes on for like 12 to 15 minutes that literally rocks the house. I mean, the reaction, people laughing and clapping, and that's a lot of fun.
You're talking about this installment. This installment.
Look at this cast. Dwayne Johnson, Vin Diesel, Kurt Russell's in this movie. He's really cool. Jason Statham, Charlize Theron plays the villain, and the regular cast, Michelle Rodriguez, Ludacris, Tyrese, and then Scott Eastwood, who's Clint Eastwood's son, joins the franchise. He plays sort of a putz character, but you could tell they're trying to, I think, for future installments, making him the Paul Walker of the franchise.
All right, does Charlize Theron come across as a...
Charlize Theron, yeah.
Does she come across as a believable bad guy?
Yeah, she's good. Sort of like a, plays it like a Bond villain in a lot of ways. I mean, all the money's on screen. It delivers on action. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. It's going to have a, tracking at $115 million opening weekend. It's going to satisfy the fan base, I have no doubt about that.
It's a franchise that delivers the same as James Bond, Indiana Jones, Star Trek, Star Wars. They all, when you come out of the theater, okay, yep, that's what that was.
Here's the thing, what they do really right in these movies, they always wrap, especially the last few, and again in this one, they wrap it up in the last 5 minutes with a really feel-good, family-oriented movie, which has fans coming back. I'll say this, Vin Diesel is a really interesting talent. I mean, he's not a conventional actor, has not a conventional look, but he has a connection with that fan base, and he's really good in this film. I liked him a lot, actually.
He's a rough version of The Rock, in a manner of speaking.
Yes,
he's not as tough as The Rock. He wants to have people think he's as tough as The Rock, but he's not really as tough.
Well, if he got in the ring at WrestleMania, The Rock would...
Would
take his butt, no doubt about that.
Right, be dispatched quickly. So, then there seems to be less talk about the feud between the two of them. One way or another, it seems kind of... All right, so what else is coming out this weekend so we don't give all
that's
the time?
That's pretty much the other... major release. My only caveat and criticism of the Fate and the Furious, they probably could have edited 15 minutes out of its running time. It's about 2 hours in 18 minute running time. They could have shaved 15 minutes. Other than that, I highly recommend it if you're a fan of this type of genre.
Now, they're going to have 18 minutes worth of more car wrecks. They're going to mess. And you notice how Dodge has attached themselves to this? All the Dodge commercials about.
Oh, absolutely. Why not?
All Dodgers in this thing. Right. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.